Hey, good morning. Let's do a dictation chart review. Today is 5-2. Date of visit is 4-29. Patient's doctor. Doctor's name is Dr. Al Galani, A-L-G-A-L-I-N-I. First patient is HS, 41-year-old gentleman, comes in with back pain, nausea, vomiting. Blood pressure was 207 over 98. Treated with protonix in emergency room. H. pylori was negative. Rest of the lab, urinalysis, white count within normal limits. Patient did have gallstones. Dr. A addressed the H. pylori with Prevpac, but the gallstones were not addressed. Blood pressure was still elevated when he went home. Also, please, the patient was sent home with protonix. Please consider writing all pertinent diagnosis in the diagnosis sheet on discharge and discharge summary. And the discharge sheet. Next patient, AW, 70-year-old male with cough, congestion, blood pressure elevated at 149 over 120, treated with Toradol, had already been on Z-Pak and prednisone. Chest x-ray was repeated, which was within normal limits. His pain is related to his muscle in his chest. No cardiac workup was done. For the first patient, put down left message for the patient to call me back. For this patient, AW, patient called, no one answered, could not leave a message. Blood pressure did stabilize during the ER visit. Toradol helped the symptoms tremendously. Next patient, no medication was given for a patient to go home on. Consider writing a prescription for a patient to take home for chest wall that may return. There may have been a prescription, but none written in the chart. Next patient is KD, the 2-year-old with a fever of 102, swab test negative. Exam revealed otitis media, treated with amoxil. Mom was happy with the care, doing better already. Next patient is AJ, 85-year-old with nausea and vomiting. Patient CBC, CMP, lipase amylase negative. CT showed gallstones. Given Zofran in the emergency room with good response. Diagnosed with gastritis. Again, gallstones were not measured. Were not mentioned. Please mention note all diagnoses in both the diagnosis sheet and discharge sheets upon patient's discharge. Again, there was no record of medication given, but it may just not have been recorded in the discharge sheet. Next patient is PW's 13-year-old young lady, comes in with panic attack. Patient has had to use THC before. Her drug screen was negative this time. CBC, CMP, urinalysis, and urine pregnancy were negative. Dr. A spent time counseling this 13-year-old on the dangers of drug use. Next patient is... Well, patient's mom was called, but no one answered. On the other patient, AJ, the 85-year-old with nausea and vomiting, consider admission and or observation for this patient. Put that at the bottom. Also put down, patient was called, no one answered. On the first patient, also HS, the 41-year-old, also put down, consider observations and or admission for gallstones, which may have been the true cause of the patient's symptoms as opposed to H. pylori. Then come back to the next patient. RM is a 25-year-old male with nausea and vomiting, treated with Zofran IV fluids. Blood work, including CBC, CMP, amylase, lipase negative, sent home with gastritis. Patients still having some abdominal pain, but doing better. No imaging were done. He plans to follow up with his primary care physician if pain continues. Was happy with Dr. A's treatment in the emergency room. Next patient is AE, the 5-year-old child, comes in with cough, congestion, fever, headache, nausea, vomiting. Vital signs were stable. Swab test negative, chest x-ray negative. Treated with amoxil for pharyngitis. Mom was happy with the care. Doing better already. AM is a 38-year-old male with cough, congestion, URI. patient's chest X-ray was negative, strep was positive. Chest X-ray and swab tests were negative. Was sent home with no medication. I left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is AS, is a 64-year-old male with abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting. CBC, CMP, urinalysis, and CT were all negative. Was sent home, no meds or none was documented. And once again, please try to document medications in the discharge sheet because nurses sometimes do not copy the prescriptions. Next patient is JR, is a 32-year-old female with a toothache. I was treated with Amoxicillin and Motrin. She did not answer the phone. Next patient, last patient, AS, is a 64-year-old with abdominal pain. No one answered the phone. Given patient's age, please consider admission and or hospitalization for observation in face of abdominal pain, nausea, and vomiting, even though workup was negative. Next patient is HM, is a 5-year-old female with taking an extra dose of Dimetapp. No workup was done. Child is fine. Counseling was done with mom. Vital signs and exam within normal limits. Patient was called, no one answered. Next patient is KJ, 11-year-old with sore throat. Swab tests were negative, treated with Amoxicillin for pharyngitis and sent home. Mom was happy with the care received by Dr. A. That concludes 429 for Dr. Al-Jalani. Thank you.